Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our finale predictions and power rankings. And for the first time in the history of Survivor Specialist, we're having a repeat guest on during the same season. And that's Lauren O'Connell, who has actually been in the news more than anybody on season 41. So we wanted to bring her back on here to kind of go out here with Hubby and kind of talk all about what's going on with Hubby.
With Hubby. I woke up and all of a sudden I was like, wow, I have a boyfriend.
That's so exciting. Low effort. I love that.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I wonder if I'll ever meet my boyfriend. but it was extremely fun to find out that I wonder what he's getting me for Christmas. You know,
it sounds like it's going great.
I did hear that, you know, I liked a picture of a river and apparently he was around a river and that means that we are soulmates.
That's crazy too. So you're not only talking here and saying all this, you're also commenting the Xander understander. How are you commenting and talking to us at the same time?
Every single fan account dedicated to Xander. There are the Zans stands. There are the Xander lovers. I don't really know whoever they are. Just know it's me. It's me. Mm-hmm. I have every single stan account for Xander. So
I will say, Alexa, with all the years we've been doing this and everything that we've accomplished, I do think that getting Lauren on here to say, hit me up in my DMs or whatever it was, and then seeing articles on Screen Rant and articles on all these different things, it really makes me feel like we've accomplished something. Because I doubt the person from Screen Rant understands that the article they're writing is because of this podcast. And that brings me a lot of joy.
No, absolutely. It's pretty much like you guys are The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could put this on my resume as like a matchmaker. Like, I've never set up friends well, but I don't know, if you host a podcast and then talk about someone's open DMs, then here we are. I mean, I just happy to be here.
I will say, you know, my DMs are still open if my boyfriend ever would like to contact me.
Well, he'll get there.
You know, I did get a little jealous with the secret scene of him, you know, saying he liked someone else. And I was like, boyfriend, what are you doing? We're dating. So I'm sure eventually whenever I meet him, we'll deal with that. It'll be our first fight.
So that'll be your first fight when you meet him. I like that. So we are coming into a finale, though, where I guess you can determine whether or not you want to stay with him based on if he's going to win this or not. Because if he's not a millionaire, it ain't worth it. No offense, Xander. Whoever wins the $1 million, though, it might be worth sliding into their DMs instead. Doesn't matter really who it is.
Just, it really just doesn't. No, my DMs are very open.
So are you getting like clammy hands, though, as we get closer? Wednesday's only 2 days away now.
Well, so of course. I'm like, God, I mean, Xander still has his idol. So if it tracks, then he's probably going to play it for Chris when he comes back from the edge, and he'll be voted out fifth. Then we'll be soulmates forever.
How relatable.
I love that it's the exact same circumstance, the exact same one. Like, who's going to be the Chris, though? Is it going to be Tiffany? Is that where we're going with this?
I would love for Tiffany to come back. She was so entertaining to watch. So
she was awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm actually like very excited to see, because since the beginning of the season, I mean, I was on here at the beginning of the season and I gave you guys my predictions that had absolutely zero merit whatsoever.
How did you do? I'll look this up.
I will say that I called the Liana like separating from the Yasa, is that how you say it? Whatever.
Yasa.
However it was, yeah.
I just called
Yellow.
Because she wouldn't want to work with Evie and Tiff, and then Evie would only have Tiff and Xander. I just would like to take a little bit of credit for that one, because nothing else I said was right. So
yeah, you didn't even have Brad in the last spot when you came on here. Everybody else pretty much knew Brad was going home, and you insisted on putting him at spot number 14 instead of 15. So
who did I put on 15?
You put Liana. So you were already gunning for Xander all the way back then, too.
I was already coming. Man, I could sense it.
You knew what was happening.
No, go Liana. She freaking killed it. She was, I mean, can we talk really quickly and then I'll stop talking and let you guys go. Her exit episode, her speech at Tribal Council was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Like, I wanted to rewind and watch it like 12 times, because I was like, you go. Like, having a young female be able to speak like that and like it get airtime, and not only be able to speak on something that's so obviously relevant and important that I have zero ability to speak on. It was like, wow, I love that for her. So I'm a huge Liana fan, regardless of the fact that my boyfriend's cheating on me with her.
Yes.
You can see both sides of it.
I can see both sides.
Alexa, call up Screen Rant right now. We'll write an article called "Xander's Cheating on Lauren with Liana."
No, Lauren's gonna have to come back and like Lauren's gonna have to come back like tomorrow night and like dispel something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I did love seeing it blow up. It did bring me a lot of joy. I have to say, it was just one of those things where Alexa was like, "Hey, did you see that? There's actually articles about it now." And I was like, well, "I actually haven't seen, but now I'm gonna go look." And yeah, there's a lot out there. Lauren, you're the clickbait. That's what we were saying before the podcast. You're the clickbait, where it's this Survivor alum is dating. It's like, it's you got to click the link to find out who.
Meanwhile, Xander have chosen.
All your fanboys already know, and they're already heartbroken. Look what you've done to them.
I did hear it was me, and I'm waiting for confirmation on that. So
we're staying tuned.
Here we go. We're into the final five, and this is going to work differently. So I got to actually like rip through this real quick for the patrons playing along. You can't gain points this week. Your goal is to get zero, because the way that this works is you're going to put in your final five. And then if the person that you put at number one actually gets first place, that is 0 points. That is good. That's what you want. You want to get first, second, third, fourth, and fifth right. However, if the person you put in first place gets fifth place, you lose the difference. So you would lose 4 points on that. 5 minus 1 is 4. You would lose 4 points. So you can only lose points this week. It's pretty close up at the top. Jake Thulin has 103 and is leading. And then Alexa, you're actually in second still with 96. We got a couple people at 94. But all that's to say, if you can hit a zero, Jake Thulin could easily lose 15 points this week. So that's where we're at. We're ranking 1, 2, 5. Xander, Deshaun, who we have, by the way, Xander's the only one we mentioned so far. So Xander, Deshaun, Erica, Ricard, who Lauren, when we were talking early on, I don't think any of us really expected him to be here at this point. And oh, Heather.
I think I said he was going to do well, right? Maybe not.
I don't remember. I think we were all up in the air on how that tribe was going to go. You did have Ricard at number two way back then.
I know.
You knew he was safe that week.
I knew he was safe that week. Yeah, I don't know about anything else.
So that's our final five. I think, unless Lauren, you're going to come in with the hottest take of all time, I think we're all in pretty much agreement that Heather is not going to win this season and that it's coming down to one of the other four. But I'm open to options. This time we actually are going to start at the back. We're going to start with fifth and work our way to the front and get to the winner.
I feel like fifth place is the winner, though, right?
No, fifth place is
pretty
last.
Much.
Well, yeah. I forgot I was talking to a fifth place person here.
That's what the
boyfriend Lauren, you're just a winner in my heart, so I can never remember.
I am. I'm the fourth loser. So.
The fourth loser?
Oh, I like that.
That's good. If you were the third loser, you would have won your season. Anyway.
Wow.
Wow. There you go.
Yikes. There it is.
Chris. I hate on Chris so much, but I love that. I love him.
All right. Lauren, before we actually start ranking these people, what are your thoughts on the other four that aren't, you know, hanging out with you every day?
The other ones that I'm not dating, right?
Yes,
correct.
That's what I
did. You're
I,
not
was,
dating.
I was trying to think of a nice way to say that. And
after
I
after
get there.
After today, maybe I'm dating all of them. Who knows? Got like six.
Could only be so lucky.
I really would. Okay, my thoughts on the other ones. Honestly, I usually think after being on, and I mean, it's not like I had like a ton of experience after my season. There haven't been a ton of seasons after mine, but I have a good gauge on like what the edit is trying to tell you, you know, like, oh, we probably missed a little bit here, or, oh, that was good. And so I don't remember what episode it was. I think it was the first week of November, and it was when they did the hourglass twist, because Danny said something about, you know, disliking the twist, which I will completely agree with. However, you know, that's Survivor. And then Deshaun had that little comment about, well, that's why Survivor's so great, you know? And that moment when he said that, I was like, oh, Deshaun wins. Like, it's just so odd for them to include that if he didn't. And so I've kind of always been on like, okay, I think Deshaun's going to win, blah, blah, blah. But then after last episode, I have no clue. I don't know. And I think that's why I'm so excited for this finale, because usually I feel like you have a good gauge on who you think's going to win or who should win. I have no idea. I have no idea. And I know you said you think that Heather's not going to win. Like, I honestly wouldn't even put it past her. Like, I don't know.
If Heather wins, I think the entire Survivor community is going to riot and just be like, we finally got a female winner for the first time
and this
since
is how
season
we treated
34.
Her.
And this is what the editors really thought of her. I think that that would cause quite a stir, especially in a season where they're trying to be like all about equality and being like forward thinking. And then they come out and they say, here's our female winner. We didn't give a shit. Let's focus on the men instead.
He spoke 7 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I do not even pretend to understand the Survivor editors whatsoever. but I am excited to see how it all plays out. So.
Yes. Okay. So. I agree with you, though. I was all in on the Deshaun thing way back then. I thought that was really weird. I thought that was kind of production being like, hey, look, he can kind of, you know, go zig when he has to zag and all that fun stuff. But I do agree that after last week, I'm not so certain. I think that there's three people in contention. We'll get there, you know, but I'm not buying that all five of them can win. I think one person has gotten a very good edit in particular that does not have a chance at all of winning. I'll save that name for a little bit so I don't hurt anybody's feelings at the bottom of my screen right now. And then Alexa, what are your thoughts right now coming into this?
I don't know. I mean, the person who might be dating somebody right now, I thought was going to win like 3 weeks ago. Now I'm really not so sure. But I do think that like it could be distributed like 25% chance to win out of everyone except for Heather, unfortunately. But I don't have Heather being the first person to go. I will say that.
I do not either. And Lauren, I don't know. Let's start with Lauren. But Lauren, do you have Heather as the first person going home in this episode?
I do not. No, I don't. I had an answer because I was like, it's gotta be him. But now that I know that we're in love and probably getting married, I am gonna switch my answer. And I think that I'm gonna go with, let me remember to make sure that I'm not, yep, one, two, three, four. I'm like, who is left? I think that there is a chance that Erica goes home at the fifth position, which position is the best position, Erica. So if I'm right, welcome to the club. The day 37 or day 30, what? Day 24? Is that right?
They're on day Bradley just got voted out of Survivor. Like that's where they're at.
They haven't
right
even
now
made the merge.
No, they're not even, day 26 is going to be the day that Kel was voted out on our season.
Nice.
Wow.
Completely different. Like I feel like the game was completely different after that, but you know.
Yeah, because you had lost your best friend. But anyway, but okay, so you're going Erica at spot number five. What are you seeing about Erica here that makes you feel like she's gonna be the first one to go?
It's not so much about Erica; it's more about everybody else. So I think Heather is in the final three. Mm-hmm. I think that she's in the final three. I don't know why I think that. Mm-hmm. It could be her or Erica. I think it more has to do with where I think everybody else places and not so much about where Erica places, if that makes sense. Like she kind of was like, I think she's done so well. I think she's been, you know, she's had a great last few episodes. Mm-hmm. I just for some reason think that other people place higher. I don't know. That's not really a great 2 cents, but yeah.
I know what you're saying though. Like everybody sort of has a place that makes sense, but yeah. With Erica, like she could win, she could get,
right,
fire make, like she could do any of them.
Yes, agreed.
What do you think, Alexa?
So for my five, I have Deshaun. Actually, I think
I love that.
I know I like Deshaun. I think he could again. I think he has a good chance of winning. But I think after last week, I think that's going to cause a little bit of a rift with the Heather and Erica situation. And I think Heather and Erica are going to just say, "Let's get rid of him. We don't really have the time to deal with this right now." And I think Danny is an automatic vote for him. And I don't think there are a lot of automatic votes to win right now. So I think people are going to say, well, Deshaun automatically gets one at the end. Let's get rid of him.
No, I totally agree with you because Erica and Deshaun were like interchangeable for me. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, either it's going to be Erica outfit or it's going to be Deshaun outfit. And then the other person, I think, wins. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I think Erica or Deshaun is probably going to pull this out because one of the three people I really think has a phenomenal chance of winning if they can get there is Ricard. But I have Ricard at number five. I feel like Ricard is kind of getting this. I think he's going to be like our Jay Starrett of this season where we're all like, woo, yeah, he made it this far. And now he's gone. And I think that this is just going to be the first boot of the episode. There's going to be a lot of drama around. Is he going to be able to win another immunity challenge? If he does, what's going to end up happening? But I just think that he doesn't win another one. I think that it has been set up for him to kind of finally fall at some point, just doesn't make it quite to the point where he could save himself, which if he made it one more vote, he would have been at the fire making tribal council. So I think that this is a perfect spot for Ricard to go home. He has to win immunity to stay in the game. Nobody else in the game has to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think his time really is up. I think that what we're going to end up seeing in this episode, which I know it's 3 hours, and I
it's
know that
hours?
It's well because the reunion is happening. It already was
big night ahead, Lauren.
I'm throwing a party. I didn't know.
Yeah. You're never leaving. You're stuck there forever. But
if you're coming to Seattle, it's going to be a great night. Guys.
It's going forever. And it's just, it's going on for 3 hours. I think that they're going to drag out the early portion of this episode because Ricard is one of the more interesting characters on this season as a whole, let alone just in this final five. I think he probably takes the cake in the final five. But I think that we're probably going to see about 30 to 40 minutes for the first boot, and then probably like 20 minutes for the second boot, and then more of a focus here on everybody else before we get into reunion. So I think that before we get to the first vote out, it's going to be a long time because they're going to want to milk everything out of Ricard's personality that they possibly can.
Yeah, that's smart. I'm with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, someone here, so I didn't really read a lot of exit interviews, but someone said Danny mentioned in his exit interview that Ricard would be the front runner, but whoever can take out Ricard, that's like the biggest, that's the biggest move out there. So I think if Ricard does go home, whoever gets like the credit for that, that's going to look really good for them.
Yeah.
All right. Who you got it for, Lauren?
Now I'm nervous about my, I'm like second guessing all of my choices. So I have, this is a difficult one for me. Now I'm like literally live changing my answers. Like, can you guys have,
yeah, because this is like who loses the final four fire making.
I know, which is the thing. And so it's like, I'm trying to think of who would have to win immunity. So let's say Ricard wins immunity, right? Like, who does he put into the final four fire making challenge? And it's like, who is left? So I said Erica goes home, and that's, you know, Deshaun, Heather, and Xander. And I don't know how people feel about Xander, because I think that the fact that they didn't even talk about voting him out last episode when he still has an idol either means that he has phenomenal social game, like has just integrated himself into this alliance so well, or they want to take him to the end. You know, I'm not sure. I'm going to go with Deshaun out at four.
All right.
I think he loses in the final four fire making.
You are just setting up a final three for Xander to win. I see what you're
Yeah, but I think Ricard would take out Erica or Deshaun, probably. So I'm with that.
You have to assume that at this point on this season with how everybody's playing, I don't think that anybody is worried that they have to put themselves in the Chris position of winning fire making. Like if they win immunity, then they say, I'm going to give up immunity and go make fire against somebody. I don't think that anybody feels like they're in bad enough of a position looking at that jury that they need to do that. And also, I don't feel like anybody would greatly benefit from getting that to happen. I think that there's been enough gameplay going on. That's not going to win or lose the game for you. Like you're going to have already lost or already won by the time that final immunity challenge takes place with whoever you decide to go against.
I think the fact that we're even having this conversation is hilarious to me, that it has become even a topic of conversation, and that in order to win, you have to not only win a challenge, you then have to give up immunity, which is the whole point of winning the challenge, put yourself in a position in which to go home, which you never want to do, beat someone in fire, and then tell everybody, hey, not only can I win a challenge, I can beat someone in fire. You know what I mean? It's very interesting to me that that has become like a criteria, because I think you're right. It's like, obviously with Chris, it was a special situation. You know, they said, this is the only way you're going to win. And I get that. But I think that that originated from the Dom and Wendell, right? Yeah, the Dom and Wendell.
Because Dom didn't do it, and people think he would have won had he done it.
People were like,
he wouldn't have.
Oh, you should have. Yeah. It's like how this game evolves is so interesting to me. And I don't think that I would ever say in order to win.
Yeah.
Or you are not going to get my vote because you didn't do this. You know what I mean?
It's such like a resume thing. Like I've never played, but like it seems, I don't know, if I think someone's going to win or if I think someone's not going to win, in my mind, like making fire in front of the whole world won't really change my mind.
And it shouldn't.
Agreed. Because it's like, yes, when you go on Survivor, you should be able to make fire. I get it, you know? But last time I checked, the Survivor logo was outwit, outplay, outlast, and I didn't see one that says outfire. So I just feel like I feel like it's adding something in there that gives people an excuse not to vote for someone, maybe. I don't know. It's like I'm not sure. Or just people another chance to build their resume.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that it makes sense. Like, it made sense with Chris Underwood. He'd been voted out of the game. He didn't play Survivor. Natalie Anderson should have done it. She didn't do it. It was a cop-out, and she got three votes. She should have gotten less. But she got three votes. Maybe she would have won the game had she made fire against Sarah or Tony. Who knows? But it makes sense in that situation. But if you just go and play Survivor and you win immunity, and I think that this is like one of my big frustrations with the season as a whole, and it goes all the way back to the Sydney bullshit, is if you win, you win. Why do you need to prove something beyond winning? And I think that the biggest issue, good, you're pointing at the right side. I'm pointing at the wrong side. But
I don't even know.
I think the biggest issue with Survivor is that it's gotten to the point where there's been so much disrespect for people who can just win challenges that it's, well, what's their strategy all the time? Mike Holloway's win is just as valued, or should be just as valued, as anybody else's win. Just because he won a bunch of immunity shouldn't take away from it. And we got so far down that rabbit hole that now, by winning an immunity challenge to get yourself into the final three, people are looking at you as like not doing enough. Because you didn't then take yourself out of the guaranteed final three position to then go and beat somebody in a fire making challenge, that person wasn't good enough to win the immunity challenge in the first place to get themselves into the final three. It makes no effing sense. It's stupid and it's frustrating, but I don't think we're going to see it on this season. I think that all of them think that they have played good enough of a game that no matter who they sit next to, everybody here has their ideal final three. Yes. But one of them is right. That's the thing. Like, normally we'd get to this point and it'd be like, oh, this person knows. Like, Adam Klein knew he couldn't go to the final three with David and Jay. He knew he couldn't. He had to get rid of those people and go with Ken and Hannah. He had to. Right now, though, everybody in this final five thinks that they can go in and beat whoever is going to be sitting next to them. So why would you go and make fire and put yourself in a position of getting fourth? Also, $100,000 is a lot better than whatever the fourth place prize is. So I would certainly take the risk and get second.
I also will say, I love the fire making challenge. I think it's super interesting. Something about it, though, having it be the final four, like, I almost kind of wish it was the final five, you know, and that you had to then get to the final four and the final four was another vote. I don't know how that would work. I have not thought about it. I'm literally thinking out loud because I'm sure people are going to be like, that wouldn't work, you know, but I just feel like there's that aspect of, I love a final two. Like, I think a final two is so interesting because you do have that extra vote at the final four and it forces you to kind of, I don't know, think about that final three immunity challenge a little bit more. And it puts a little bit more stock in, hey, I did win a challenge, because at the end of the day, I love how Survivor has evolved into so much more strategy, but there is that aspect of when you win a challenge, that's part of Survivor. The goal is to win a challenge so you don't, you know, get voted out, because then you have immunity. And I think people have kind of shifted into more respect of, you know, like, example, people will say, like, I went to the most tribal councils while being vulnerable. Yeah, guys, because I sucked at immunity challenge. My tribe sucked, you know, like, yeah, like I did go and I was vulnerable all the time. But there are people that go that aren't vulnerable because they are so good at challenges. And that is an aspect of Survivor that I almost feel like needs more credit. And I can say that because I never won.
If Erica were to win this season, being somebody who didn't necessarily win the challenges for her tribe early on, despite the fact that she never went to any challenges tribal councils in the pre-merge, it's very identical to what was going on with Michelle in 32, where didn't have to go, makes it to the merge, and then plays the game the way that it's laid out in front of you. That does get a lot less credit, though, a lot of the time, at least when people discuss it. Maybe it's starting to retroactively change. But then, like what Denise Stapley had to do, where she had to go to every single tribal council and was vulnerable every single time and then wins the game. I don't know why one is valued more than the other, but it is.
It's sort of just like the valuing strategy over anything else at this point. Like, I mean, now, you know, this whole season is about how it doesn't matter if you win an immunity challenge because it's just going to be taken away from you. So, and I think if Erica wins, I hate this for her, but people are going to find a way to hold that against her. Like, oh, she didn't go to tribal councils. She benefited from the, what is it? The hourglass twist. That, like, I think she has a really good shot at winning, but I think people are, and I hope if she wins, she takes her million and doesn't listen to anybody, but people are going
to
complain.
No, I hope she listens to me right now, Erica. Yeah. From the beginning of the merge, you have been excluded from almost all of the alliances, especially the big ones. And for you to even be in the final five is a big deal.
Yeah.
And that doesn't get enough credit, or maybe I'm just like, you know, I think about that a lot where it's like, you have these underdogs that come into the merge having either playing by themselves because they have no alliances, or it's like 3-9 or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
For those people to get to the end is so hard. Yeah. It's so hard. And to even get there is a huge deal. And I think like mm-hmm. what you're saying, we value certain winners more than others.
Yeah.
I 100% believe that Chris Underwood is an incredible winner because he convinced a jury of 70 people. I don't even know how many jurors there was. You know what I mean? It's like, I think he is just as valuable as a winner as Parvati, who I adore and think is fantastic. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, you were able to convince a jury to vote for you. You were able to stay in the game and not get voted out. That is the entire goal of Survivor.
Well, wait, mm-hmm. time out. Chris Underwood huh? stayed in the game and didn't get voted out. What are you talking about, Lauren? Lauren, were you even on that? Did you watch that season?
I'm talking about Erica. On that.
I know. I'm giving you a hard time.
That's what you were saying about the hourglass thing. It's like yeah. you have your certain cards. These are the cards you're dealt. Well, how do you play them?
And you can't be mad at Erica. You have to be mad at Survivor and Jeff. And that's what I was harping on so hard when Sydney went home. And that's why I loved Sydney's exit press, because Sydney did not hold back. She was
to come back.
She was brutal. She'll never play again because she's got to be blacklisted at this point.
But I don't even care. I would love to see her come back. And
she had to do this, though. She absolutely had to, because by her being like that, it's not Erica's fault that Erica smashed the hourglass. It's not Lil Morris's or whatever her last name is fault that she came back in the Outcast twist and voted out Andrew Savage. Like, it's not their fault. It's Survivor's fault. Don't be mad at the person who succeeds because of the stupid bullshit twist. Now, mm-hmm. if you want to say, hey, Chris Underwood isn't as good of a winner as Sandra Diaz-Twine, I'm not going to argue with you. But you can't be mad at Chris Underwood for winning season 38. Be mad at Survivor for even making it an option.
Allowing it to happen.
I think there's a difference between saying someone played a better game, in my personal opinion, in order to win, than mm-hmm. saying they are not a deserving winner. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's where people get confused. It's like, okay, you can say that you thought Parvati mm-hmm. in Micronesia was the best winner of all time because her game was flawless, right? Mm-hmm. That's fine. You can think that. However, you can't say that a winner wasn't deserving, because at the end of the day, they convinced a group of people that couldn't win, that mm-hmm. are bitter and mad that they mm-hmm. in some way were involved in them being voted out, to give them $1 million. And that is impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my rant for the day.
Alexa, who got a four?
Okay. This whole past 15 minutes, I wish I took a photo of what I wrote down earlier today.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I have Xander versus Heather in the final four fire making. Xander, actually, in my brain, Xander wins immunity, gives it up to make the big move, and beats Heather in fire making. I genuinely wrote that down. Here's why. I'm not saying I agree with it. I think this is now hilarious considering what we just talked about. But Xander made a comment earlier. He loves playing from the bottom. He wants to play in that position. I feel like this is his way of continuing to do that. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Yes. but who loses?
Heather loses. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Heather loses.
I was waiting on the edge of my seat. So this works out. You're saying this works out for Xander and Lauren.
So far, this works
five
out.
5 minutes closer to being a millionaire.
Yes. Lauren is at least, you know, friends, boyfriends, unclear, with somebody in the final three.
Right.
Hope yeah, that works out well.
Obviously, if he's not in the final three, we are definitely not
doing it. That's why you broke up with War Dog and all that. It's all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, right. It's like a fifth place person cannot date a, oh wait, no, I didn't win. No, I think that's such a valid point though, Alexa. Like, and I think if someone was gonna do it, it would be him, because mm-hmm. very much a, like, I don't know. I feel like he's like super risky like that. Like his whole sitting out for Erica from the reward challenge that one time. I don't know. I feel like I could see him doing it, but I also think when you get, I could never imagine giving up my immunity mm-hmm. and being, okay, actually that's a lie. I had an idol in the final four. So like take everything I say with a grain of salt, but having that immunity necklace around your neck on day 25 and mm-hmm. saying, you know what, I'm just going to chance it, no matter how good you are at fire. And I have a feeling that he's probably good at fire. He seems like someone, well, I know because I'm dating him, obviously.
You've seen him make fire.
You know, if he, I feel like he would be good at fire. I just can't, I don't know why anyone would say, you know what? I feel like I'm going to give my immunity necklace up just to see if I can beat someone.
What's up? Fire,
even though I have played, and this is kind of a, you know, I'm going to say nice things about Xander right now, but like, even though he came into the merge with honestly no one, like what he had Tiff and Evie, kind of like Evie really was never on his side. Tiff was kind of on his side. You know, it wasn't like he had a strong alliance. He has played from the bottom the entire time. He has made it to, if let's say he gets to the final four and let's say he wins, in what world should someone who was able to not get voted out, having no alliances, make it to the final five or whatever with an idol, have to give up his immunity necklace?
Right.
Light some kindling on fire.
Well,
you know,
and my big thing with Xander too, is I think that the Xander, and this is a little advice to any like 20, 21, 22 year old guy who goes and plays Survivor and is really muscular and doesn't look like Ryan Ulrich. Like, you need to consider what the jury is viewing you as. Mm-hmm. And if you go and you win immunity and then you give up immunity and you go and make fire against Heather and beat Heather, are they actually going to say, hey, that's a good thing? Or are they going to think you're cocky for that? And yeah, hey, now I'm going to take out the older woman who wasn't going to get any votes at the end anyway. But look at me, look who I beat. This isn't the same thing as taking out Wendell or Dom. Or Chris or Sarah or Tony. If you do this and you go and sit next to Heather, that's not going to gain you any points. That's going to make people look at you as kind of an ass. And so I think that that is something that needs to be taken into account. Now, whether Xander does or not, I don't know. But we've seen these types of moments throughout Survivor history where people kind of like are like, ooh, you'll never believe what I have coming. And then they do it and everybody's like, man, like, it's what caused Dom the game, the whole Sebastian thing. He made a fool out of Sebastian, and the jury did not respond well to that.
I think that at the end of the day, every single person has to be conscious of their stereotype in general.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I think with Xander, it's like he's a 20-something-year-old guy that comes across like very, you know, athletic and charming and kind. It's like, maybe not the best plan to go up against, let's say that, you know, who do I say is left? I said, you know, Ricard, Xander, Heather.
Ricard, Xander, and Heather.
And Deshaun. Yeah, it's like, definitely you don't want to go up against Heather in fire. That makes you look like a jerk. And do you really want to go up against Ricard? Or, I think, Phil, you had the perfect point. I don't think Xander, if he does win, giving up his immunity necklace looks good for him in any way. You know, it's like, obviously I can make fire. Let me show you guys that not only can I make fire, but I'm going to beat whoever I put in. I don't know. Yeah. I think
the costs just so far outweigh the benefits for most people. Maybe for other situations, it's like kind of 50-50, but as we've been talking about, it's just, you put yourself at so much risk for, I don't know, as a viewer, some reward.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone's final three is who? Mine is Ricardo.
Oh, wait. I haven't done my four yet. Four, I also have, this was hard for me because my first and fourth are just interchangeable. One of them's going to get fourth. One of them's going to win. I switched at like the last second. I'm putting Deshaun at four. I was going to put Erica at four and Deshaun at one. But the reason I'm going Deshaun at four, Deshaun feels like he's getting the story edit. This game has been like, since Shan, even like when Shan was still in the game, it has been his story overcoming, how he's trying to use this for representation, make everything happen. We see this a lot with like David Wright and this, like Rob Cisternino, even when he played all the way back in season six, it was a different kind of vibe, but it was still like that, I'm doing this for the nerdy super fan. We saw this with Davey back during David versus Goliath, and he just missed making the final. I think that the same thing is happening to Deshaun. And I think Deshaun ends up going out in fourth place, loses fire making challenge, but goes out with a big smile on his face and is just like the positive person from the season who ultimately ends up coming back and playing again in the near future.
I could see that. I think whoever goes out at four. So what did I have? I had, honestly, it doesn't really matter who I had at five, whoever goes out at four. Cause I would I would put a lot of money on the fact that Heather is not the one that goes out at four, because I just can't see someone going up against her at Fire, if that makes sense, is going to be extremely loved by whoever, like the jury, by the viewers. I think that that's why I think Deshaun, or I could see Ricard maybe. I mean, I guess I could see, I could see Xander going out at four, but yeah, I like Deshaun. Cool. All right. Sorry. I need to talk.
So we do. We're at our final three. We're all at our final threes. Nobody has the same final three. We all just don't have Deshaun in the final three, which is very funny because I think Deshaun is probably a lot of people's favorites to win the game, and none of us are even putting him in the final three.
Yeah. Mine is a combination of Ricard, Erica, and Xander in the final three.
And I have Xander, Erica, and Heather.
I have Ricard, Xander, and Heather.
Wow. All right.
So are we all putting the same person at third place as kind of this zero votes, maybe gets a stray vote finalist?
You say it, Phil.
I'll go first. I'm putting Heather at third.
I don't have Heather in mind, so I will abstain.
Oh, that's right. You can't. I totally forgot that you just put her at fourth. Lauren, who do you have at third?
I just, like, we've gotten to this point now, and I'm like, I think I'm wrong, you know?
Yeah, we're in too deep now. Yeah.
We're too deep, and I can't backtrack because I would like to put, I think I messed up deeply, but I think I'm going to put, I guess I'm going to put Heather at, I'll put Heather at three, I guess. Yeah.
Sorry.
I just have a hard time. If Heather does make it to the final three, who's going to vote for her? Over Xander, Ricard, Deshaun, or Erica.
Yeah.
I don't really see it happening.
Right. I don't think that, I think with three people, it makes it a little more difficult. Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, I think that if with my final three, I don't know. I haven't thought too much. I should think more before I come on the show because
this is fun.
you were just all worried about the first 5 minutes. You didn't care about anything else.
Oh yeah, that's your
made right it through the tough part, honestly.
I knew that was gonna be the first question.
Bill, who's losing in your final three?
Well, I have Heather at three.
Oh, you said Heather at three. Okay.
Yeah. Who do you have at three?
I hate to say this because he's been the star of the show. Xander is the final three loser. In my situation, between him and Ricard and Heather, I think they all have different stories, which is really good. I think Ricard's
can say you have Erica. Okay.
Oh, did I say Heather?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Ricard, Erica, and Xander. All of them have very different stories, but I think, like, unfortunately, just the way that Jerry is reacting to him, it's not. Jerry doesn't seem to like anybody. For what it's worth, they're not like giving it. They're not giving like Rick Devin's applause to anyone else, but I don't know. I think, like we talked about, like Xander hasn't really had a best friend on this season. He hasn't had like the Danny to vote for him at the end. I think like there Tiff and Evie, maybe Liana, like very much maybe, but
Liana would vote for him.
I don't know. I think she went out. She left with a better impression of him than she was in the game. I don't know. Again, possibly Tiff, but she was so long ago, so who knows?
I also think, Alexa, something that's working in your favor right now is kind of the year that we just came off of and the fact that we haven't had a female winner since season 34. And I think that there's going to be a lot of women on that jury who say, I want to vote for a woman to win the game. And whether that's like that won't be their only reasoning, but I do think that that's going to factor in more on a season like this where you're going to be a little bit more inspired by the fact of like, man, Erica, you made it all the way to the final three, despite being on a tribe where you started off with Danny and Deshaun and all these guys who looked like they were just going to, like, you know, beat you up. And now here you are. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's kind of like Eric Cardona's speech in Samoa about like Mick not being a leader, but thinking he's a leader, and Russell not being a mastermind, but thinking he's a mastermind. And maybe it's the one who doesn't feel they're deserving winning the game. And I think there's going to be kind of like an underdog kind of vibe to this. Xander doesn't have an underdog vibe, despite the fact that he's been an underdog the entire season, which is a really, really interesting way to just look at his type cannot be the underdog. It just can't happen. And I think we're going to see that in the final three if he does make it there, where he's not going to get very many votes.
I would like to change my entire running.
Go for it.
Just for the record, I think Xander goes out fifth. Okay. I think that Deshaun goes out fourth. And I think that our final three is Erica, Heather, and Ricard.
Okay.
That's my final three answer. You guys have very much convinced me. Yeah.
So am I changing this entirely for Real Reels?
Yes. No, definitely change it. Yes. I think, okay. I think Xander is fifth.
Sean four, still Heather at three.
Yeah. I think Heather at three. Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think if Xander goes to the final four that he loses in fire. So he can't be fourth. But I don't see Ricard wanting to take him to final three. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Long story short, yes. Xander at five. And I'm fully aware he has an idol.
Well, everyone's mad at you, so.
Are they mad at me now? Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I'm just saying you can have an idol and still go out fifth, guys.
Hey, there could be an idol nullifier right here, right now. We saw it happen to Janet Carbon at five, so I'm not putting anything past Survivor.
I feel like it would be, that's what we're doing. We're doing Xander at fifth, Deshaun at fourth.
I also think what makes putting Xander at five not the worst idea is that I don't see Xander winning. So like if you put him at five, I think him or Heather at five, you're guaranteed to not get the full 4 points on this when you're doing it from the scoring perspective. I think the only one, and Alexa, I agree with you. Like if I had the same final three as you, I would definitely have Xander with zero vote finalist as well. I think that the only one Xander gets votes over in a final three is Heather. I don't think he gets votes over anybody else on this out of this final five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Final three. This is so stressful.
I'll kill mine now because I just gave it away. But I have Xander at two, and I have Erica at one. And I can't believe I'm putting Erica at one based on how like weird her edit was early on, but I feel like it really picked up. And last week's, she got all the credit for everything that happened with Danny and made her seem like Deshaun was better for her game to keep around. We saw Danny and Deshaun try to get rid of her earlier in the season. It was a very weird scene that we've never seen anything like before. And so I think that Danny and Deshaun not getting rid of Erica and then underestimating her from her there on out, I think Erica is going to end up winning this. And while I have Xander as second place, I don't think this is going to be close. I think that if Xander and Heather are both in the final three, I think a lot of people are going to be shocked to find Xander not coming close because of how big his edit has been and because we have seen him go on such a journey. But what we've seen him do is much different from what the cast out there has seen him go through. And they just do not care at this point. And so I think that if whatever, however many people are on the jury, you can end up with like a 7-1-0 here where Xander gets one vote and it's just somebody making sure that he gets second place and Heather doesn't. We could also see the opposite where if Heather, Xander, and Erica are in the final three, or Heather, Xander, and Deshaun are in the final three, where somebody knows that Deshaun or Erica is going to win and actually votes for Heather, like Liana, to make sure Xander doesn't get second place if they're actually that bitter on how things went earlier in the season. So I don't see Xander getting much at all. So I think Erica, if she gets there and she's not with Ricardo or Deshaun, wins it. If she is with Ricardo or Deshaun, I don't see her pulling it out. I think both of them would beat her, but I do think that she has a very clear path to getting rid of both of them before the final three.
I think there is an argument for literally every single combination of final three. Like as you guys are talking about this, it's like I could absolutely see Deshaun, Erica, Xander. I could see Heather, Ricard, Xander. I could see Heather, Erica, Ricard. Like every combination of five, which I don't think I've ever felt watching a final five before. You usually have someone you're like, oh no, they're out. I don't know.
It's really cool. I like it. I also think like I have Erica getting second place and Ricard winning. So I sort of go in the mindset of like, if Ricard gets there, Ricard is going to win. Right. But again, Ricard, in my fantasy world of Ricard, Erica and Xander, they all play extremely different games. Maybe people I feel like Erica doesn't have fans in like Danny and Deshaun, because like you said, Phil, they had been trying to get rid of her for a while. It never really worked. Shan will, I think, like speak for Ricard. I think Shan has made it pretty clear that like they agreed to vote each other out when needed. So I think the respect is there. So I think Erica gets close, and I think Erica wins if she's not sitting next to Ricard, but I have Ricard taking it home. He's not like buying away the best challenge competitor, but it's not like he's competing strictly against Heather. Like Xander is very good. Deshaun is very good. So I think, I don't think it's a shoo-in, but I do think Ricard does have a pretty easy pathway.
We're also at puzzle time now too, where Erica could easily
win. Yeah, she's so good.
Yeah, she could easily win to get in. I would say, Alexa, based on kind of what you're saying, I think we're in agreement on this. We believe that if Ricard gets to the final, he beats no matter who he's sitting next to. And then I would say Deshaun probably has the second best chance, and then Erica will be third. And I would say Xander and Heather really don't have a path to win right now. And it's just going to be like, no matter who Ricard sits next to, I just don't see him losing.
Yep, I'm with that.
I'm with that too. I think it's so funny, like when you said the edit that we're seeing is maybe not what the jury is seeing.
Yeah.
It's so true, because if I, you know, obviously I'm extremely biased because I'm married to one of the final five, I guess.
Big step.
Just happened.
It's been a big hour.
And I'm sure I'm biased because I do feel like some of his like journey of being at the bottom and like having to integrate himself into a new alliance somewhat mirrors what I went through. But it's like, I think that Xander has played an incredible game, right? Mm-hmm. But it's obvious that that doesn't resonate with the jury. And I don't know that that means that he hasn't played a good game. I get that people can say, well, that means he didn't play a good game socially. Totally understand. I think you can argue this until the death. But I think when it comes to being on the jury, people like to vote for a winner that validates their experience and that validates their actions. And I think that with everything that's going on from the season and the edit we've seen, I don't think Xander up against anyone is going to get their vote. I just don't think that he is the type of person that is going to win over the jury. No matter who he's against, no matter what he's done, I don't think that he gets a vote.
Yeah. He'd have to have a really great finale. And we've seen great finales where people have won that we never expected to win. But he would have to have like an absolutely unbelievable finale to be able to convince the entire jury. I mean, based on the exit press too, and Alexa, I'm with you. I haven't read much of it, but based on what I have seen, man, people are being pretty outward that Xander is not going to win this game because nobody's respecting his gameplay. Now, are they all trolling us really that hard? I doubt it. I mean, it's coming from like people like Danny, who I don't think has any interest in playing Survivor again based on the stupid thing that happened at Final 11 or whatever. I don't think he's sitting there trying to like, you know, mess with us. I think he really believes that nobody trusts Xander or like wants Xander to win their season. And I mean, at the beginning of the season, it seemed like, man, if he can get through this, he's going to win this easily. I think we've just seen a different type of Survivor play. Somebody in here actually said, did he play dumb too well? It almost seems like that might be true. He might have let it go on for too long and didn't build the relationships with people enough, which came into effect last week when people felt that they were closer with Deshaun than Danny. And that's why they made it seem like Deshaun stayed and Danny went home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think exit interviews are, I never read them. I just think they're very interesting because they are someone's like grasp at power, and they can, the thing is they're your personal truth. Right. And I think that's when it comes to like watching someone on, or watching your journey play out on Survivor. And I've said this a million times. It's like, I can think that it went a certain way, but when you're watching the show, the editors are putting together 20 different perspectives to tell one story. And so exit interviews are so interesting to me because they are someone's like, this was my truth. This is how I saw it. And it's their like last chance to kind of be like, this is what I did that you didn't see, you know? And there's nothing anyone can say. And so I think it's interesting, like that you were saying that people were saying that Xander hasn't done anything, which obviously is what they think, you know? But there's nothing anyone can do to counteract that or get, you know, you don't have to have any examples. You can just say whatever you want in an exit interview. And I think that's what's awesome about it. But it is so interesting to me that that's what has been portrayed in these exit interviews.
Yeah. And they also, the thing, you kind of already alluded to this, but the exit interviews are based on like present knowledge.
Exactly.
So like if I got voted out last night, like I'm talking about some, I already know what happens. So there's already that like major bias.
And it's like, you also can see how the edit is going. So it's like, if you're not happy with someone on your season and you don't love the edit they're getting, like let's say that maybe they are getting a better edit than you or whatever it may be, this is your chance to say, oh, hold on, guys, the edit is wrong.
Yeah.
And there's nothing anyone can say about it. You know, it's just kind of your way to be like, I didn't love what was shown. And I want you guys to know that I played a bigger role and that I am more important than maybe what was shown. And that's not always, you know, but I think that in general, when you give interviews, you talk about how great you are.
Well, you should. And at this point, that you know that this is also your last, this is the last guaranteed moment of your Survivor career, of your Survivor journey. This is the last guaranteed moment. You don't know what they're going to have at the reunion. And this year, it's not even a live reunion. So it's something that already happened. You don't know what they're going to have. You don't know what, you don't know if you're ever going to be asked to play again. This is the last time you're guaranteed anything. And I think that's why, especially on this season, we've seen people go in so hard on a lot of these, on a lot of this exit press, because I think a lot of them are just like, look, either you're going to turn me into like the Johnny Fairplay of the new school or the Courtney Yates in some instances, Sydney, or you're just, you're never going to bring me back anyway. So what do I care? Like, this was my one chance and this is my one chance at this. And like you said, there's like Dalton Ross isn't going to be like, well, you can't say that. Like Dalton Ross is just going to put whatever they say out on the paper. Like that's it. And this is your last, this is your only chance to really do that. Because even when you're out on the island to actually make the edit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, so Lauren, you didn't give us the confirmation, but one Ricard to Erica.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that Ricard, if Ricard gets, he wins. And I think that, yeah, I think that that's really how it goes.
All right. Well, we dispelled nothing. we didn't really accomplish.
Lauren got married over the course of the past.
I got married. In the last week, I found out that I have a boyfriend I've never met, which is fantastic. That means no drama. And now I'm actually married. He doesn't know, but if I ever do get into contact with him, I'll let him know what I want.
I'm sure he'll be pumped.
Lauren's pulling a Manti Te'o hard right now.
Your flowers are orchids for anybody watching, aka boyfriends that I'm dating.
Orchids. That's not a basic flower here.
I like that. That's like that's a different choice. I like that.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm also not like a huge flower person just because they die.
So I'm the same way. My college boyfriend got me flowers, and then I was like, "Well, they died 4 days later." So, what does that say about us?
Alexa's college boyfriend was also, you know,
well, lasted 4 days. So,
no, I think flowers are thoughtful. I did something about it. It's like I'd rather have like queso.
Oh my god! Yeah. All right, so everyone, send queso into Lauren's DMs later tonight.
Yeah, exactly. And you too may be married by the end of our next podcast, which Alexa is not actually going to be Wednesday night because I work till late and we don't feel like staying up till 1:30 in the morning. So we're going to be podcasting when we agree.
Thursday between the hours of 4 p.m. Eastern time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. So Wednesday night, you won't hear from us. We're going to be watching it really, really late. So tune in Thursday afternoon for Phil and Alexa's take on the Survivor finale. I can't believe it's here. I can't believe the season's over. It's insane.
Should be about as much fun as we had at the David versus Goliath and Edge of Extinction finales, right?
Exactly.
That's a no.
I had a blast.
I had a blast too. But yeah, so we'll be doing that on Thursday. So a little bit different this week, a little bit delayed. Kind of bringing us back though to our, hey, we were going to the we're going to the finale instead, so we're not actually going to be able to podcast tonight.
Yeah, except we probably won't be as hungover tomorrow.
We're not doing anything nearly as fun. But anyway. We'll see you all then. Also, just want to throw this out there because we are trying to build up our Patreon as much as humanly possible. We're doing a little makeover on it, and we're going to be having a lot of stuff that isn't Survivor-related over on that channel. So we have McKenna Feeney kind of just taking over on this thing, and she's going to be doing an Amazing Race podcast. She's also going to be doing some old-school Survivor stuff that Alexa and I, now that Survivor's back on, don't have to do all the time. So go over, become a patron, and that's going to be blowing up come January. We promise it's actually going to become worth your while.
My mom is a patron.
Oh my god, your mom was. That was so cute.
She's very excited about it. She loves it.
There you go. Well, it's going to get even better because there's going to be a lot more content coming up and a lot of different perspectives going on there. So that'll be happening in January. Become a patron now so that Alexa and I can have a little end of the year holiday bonus. anyway, that's all I got. Lauren, thank you for coming on for a second time. and, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule to come on here and hype up your boyfriend who you put in exactly fifth place in the finale.
I mean,
that's the matching placements love from you millennials, you know?
Yes. Well, you know what? How about this? If I ever do start getting a boyfriend that I know, Survivor Specialist will be the first place that I announce it.
There we go. Because
I know everyone cares so much.
we do. I was honestly concerned. I was
yeah,
like,
I mean, you guys pretty much are The Bachelor. Like, I can't even believe that me saying slide into my DMs turned into
somebody actually
getting married.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not only sliding into your DMs, it led to a marriage in under 3 months.
Yeah, I mean,
he sounds very Bachelor.
He didn't slide into my DMs yet. So again, Xander, if you're listening.
There's just a lot of pictures of queso.
I do still have an Instagram. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You're going to have so many people making fake Xander accounts right now. You better make sure that they all have more than one follower.
I mean, I run all of the Xander Stan accounts too. So
I love the Xander Stan accounts.
I love it. All right. We're out of here. We'll see you all on Thursday. Enjoy the finale on Wednesday. Hopefully we get ourselves a resounding winner, a good one. And that's it.
Bye. Bye-bye.